The Bible says in 1 Peter 3, verse 7, you husbands, in the same way, live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker, since she's a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers are not hindered. I believe that every brother, when some prayer of his is not answered, when he's praying for himself, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit, or some other thing he's earnestly praying for in terms of his job, or some situation the prayer is not answered, the first thing he should consider is this verse. Is my prayer hindered because of a wrong attitude towards my wife? In fact, as far as I know, this is the only place in the Bible where it says somebody's prayers can be hindered. For a believer's prayers can be hindered. And it's in relation to his relationship to his wife. And so, it's something you've got to take seriously, because prayer is such an important part of our life. I don't know what my life would have been if I could not communicate with God in prayer all the time concerning emergency. I need something here, Lord. Please help me. These emergency prayers and also regular times of prayer for our family, for our children. So I don't want my life ever to have my prayers hindered. I hope all of you folks say that. It works both for husbands and wives. Even the wife's prayers will be hindered if she doesn't live in an understanding way with her husband. So it's not just one way. But think of that expression, that your prayers should not be hindered. Take it seriously. Because I think many of us will have to admit that a lot of things we prayed for have not been answered. We want a life of total victory over sin and it hasn't come. We want a life of continuous fullness of the Holy Spirit and we're not probably experiencing it. When we read God's word, we want revelation and we're not getting it and we're satisfied. We should not be satisfied. We should ask, why is my prayer hindered? Why am I not getting that thing I asked for? Whereas Jesus gives so many promises for prayer, why is that prayer of mine which I asked for not granted? Perhaps I need to come to 1 Peter 3:7. Husband or wife, is there something in our relationship which is hindering God answering prayer? Now this is so important because in the Old Testament, there is zero importance given to husband-wife relationship. Absolutely zero. You look through the whole Old Testament, and all the great men in the Old Testament, well, they had pretty bad marriages. The only thing I read about Moses is him fighting with his wife. An argument they had for many years about, shall we circumcise this son or not? And gone on for so many years that God was so angry with Moses that he wanted to kill him. Imagine that. And his wife immediately knew. You read that in Exodus 4. As soon as Moses was dying, gasping for breath, his wife knew. I know. My husband's been telling me to circumcise my child and I have not listened. So she immediately circumcised the child and said, okay, here's a foreskin, you can have it. And Moses was healed. We got to learn from some of these instances there in the Old Testament. So family life was not a big thing in the Old Testament. There was no, we can say, we heard of first floor, second floor, third floor. First floor is living with a good conscience. Second floor is living in a loving way with the family, the bringing up children properly. And the third floor is building the church, being useful in the ministry in the church. So in the Old Testament, there was no second floor. It just didn't exist. You could live any way you like with your wife and you could be a prophet. And your children could be wayward, you could still be a prophet. You can imagine Samuel, that mighty prophet. His children were taking bribes and the people came and complained to Samuel, hey, your children are taking bribes, take them, get them out of here. But till the end of his life, Samuel was the greatest prophet of his time. There are some preachers today who seek to follow those Old Testament prophets. Their children are wayward and they still think they can serve the Lord. No. This is the New Testament where we need a second floor. Not for being a prophet, for being an ordinary member of the body of Christ, which all of us are. Think of yourself as an ordinary member of the body of Christ. You have to have a good relationship. Even though it doesn't have to be perfect, a good relationship with your marriage partner, husband or wife, and really seek to bring up your children properly. So here, when it says, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, what does that mean? I read this for years. I have to say, for many years, I never thought understood what it meant. Till I saw it's written right there. What does it mean to live in an understanding way? What do I have to understand? Number one thing, it's written in the next phrase. Your woman, the wife, is weaker. That's what you got to understand. Let me paraphrase it. Husbands, live in your wife's understanding that she is a weaker vessel. In every way. Why does she cry so easily? Weaker vessel. Why can't she lift the suitcase that I can lift? Weaker vessel. Why can't she handle this problem the way I can handle it? Weaker vessel. For everything where you have some criticism of your wife, get back here and say, she's a weaker vessel. That's why I can handle it and she can't. Husbands, recognize that always. Otherwise your prayers will be hindered. So don't think, why isn't she as spiritual as me? Why doesn't she control her emotions like I can? Here's the answer. Weaker vessel, weaker vessel, weaker vessel. I tell you, there'll be a lot more peaceful homes if we just follow scripture carefully, read it slowly, slowly, carefully. The answer is right there. Sometimes we don't see it. And the other thing is, with your wife in an understanding way is also written there, she is a fellow heir. That means her throne is not 6 inches below mine. No. If I am the king, she's the queen, and her throne is exactly the same level. That's what's meaning of fellow heir. So her throne is not a little lower level. Yeah, the wives have to be subject to her husbands, true. But she's a fellow heir, equal. And that's the other thing I've got to recognize. So basically, it's only two things I have to recognize. One, she's weaker, and one, she's my equal. If I recognize that, my prayers will not be hindered. The other thing, you know, it's very interesting when Colossians, when it says, husbands, love your wives. We can go to so many things about loving the wife, but here it says only one thing. Colossians 3:19, husbands, love your wives and don't get bitter against them. That's the only thing mentioned. So that means there's a real danger of something happening that can make a husband a little bitter against his wife. Something. Watch out for that. And how shall we appreciate? Everything that we do must be genuine. So if you appreciate your wife, I mean, if you just say that to her, you're beautiful and you're so nice and everything you do is good. It could be diplomacy. It could be a technique because you want something or you want to make her happy. Genuine appreciation, what the Lord has told me is, if you genuinely appreciate your wife, you must express your appreciation when she doesn't hear it. Of course, you must also tell her herself, appreciate anything she's done, say thank you. But what I mean is, have you ever done this? I do it many times. When your wife is fast asleep in her bed, and you are awake, maybe in the middle of the night you wake up for a few minutes, and you look at your wife sleeping there, fast asleep, do you ever bow down before God and say, Lord, I thank you for giving me such a wonderful wife who's been so good to me, so patient with me? Do that many times. For now, she doesn't hear it. But then you'll know that your appreciation is genuine before God. Then you will have fulfilled the scriptures.